I just took the biggest liking to him, married him. Mm-hmm.
Well, say if a girl, if a boy asked a girl to marry him, but she didn't want him, you'd say that she did what to him?
Do what?
You know, if a boy asked a girl to marry him, but she doesn't want him, you'd say that she did what to him?
Well, I don't know her enough what she'd say, but she'd just tell him she didn't want him. And they usually, if anybody said anything about it, they'd say, well, she turned him down.
Turned him down. But at the wedding, did you have a man who stood up alongside the groom?
Most of them did, but some of them didn't.
What was he called?
The best man. That makes me think of my son back in the service. When I just have one granddaughter, the only grandchild I've got, and she went to get married. She had to wait 3 years for her husband. They met at Keisterfield when they lived at Biloxi there. And they was engaged to get married, and all of a sudden he got an appointment to go to the Air Force Academy in Colorado. Well, can't marry on the car while you're in that academy. Mm. Well, she told him she'd wait for him, and she did. Well, when he was going to finish, he wanted her to come out there and then have a military wedding. Well, her daddy was too sick to go out there. He'd done been got to having that heart trouble. And I didn't feel like going either. But her mother and her mother's mother went, and then his mother and daddy went. And she called this boy, who was her uncle, you see. He was stationed in Alamogordo, New Mexico then. She said, Uncle, she called him Pete. His name's Walter. And we always just called him WG by his initials. But in the Army, all the way through the Air Force, they called him Walt. But she called him, said, Uncle Pete, I'm fixing to get married, and I want to know if you would come out there and give me away. He said, yes, I will, and be glad to. Says, I have been in a many a wedding, but I always had to be the best man. Says, I'll get to give somebody away. So he went, and the graduation, I think, is going to be on Tuesday. So all of them that went Monday, and they all stayed out there Friday.
Yes, ma'am.
And they got, the graduation was Tuesday, and they married Thursday, I believe it was. I've got a picture of their wedding, a lot of pictures of them. Got a picture of him down putting a dime in her shoe, and her daddy sent her plenty of money to buy her pretty clothes and everything that she would need, but he just didn't feel like going out there. And now he's stationed at Plattsmouth, Nebraska. Isn't that a funny name of a town?
Sure is.
They stayed up there at Washington 3 or 4 years. Well, they had to buy him a home over there in, just across the Potomac. What state is that? Missouri, I believe.
Maryland.
And live over there, but his job was flying with the president. And, I forgot which president I asked for him. They sent papers to Okinawa from Sin Glen to them. And they sent him, and he didn't want that, but of course he had to take it. But after he got up there and got started,